This is definitely part of the Last Days on Earth series, and I was just sitting here for a moment, ciphering through some really powerful information, and I was like, man, who can I talk to about this? And I decided I would talk to all of you at one time. You know, I hate that it has to be a monologue, but I'm sure everyone knows how to get in touch with me at some point. And of course, I correspond with a lot of people through email, so if you don't see me on the blog, I do talk back and forth to people on the email, but I'm really encouraging people to use the answer all the questions on the verbal post. But getting right into things, because this isn't the time for answering the questions. I just wanted to make everyone aware of certain things. It is true that what's going on, this being is on the fourth dimension, and that's why it uses words like forefather, forward. Then, of course, these fornicate words, and then these four syllable activations that take place with these mantras. And I definitely have my own experience in there. And I did 100%, like I said before, come in contact with some type of reptilian life form. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are asking me, because this energy is getting so strong on Earth, people are feeling the tension that's being put into it, and they're starting to come forward. Like, I listened to a gentleman today that was Moorish, a younger guy, and he strictly pointed everyone to all of the churches and cathedrals and everything that have been built in the United States and Virginia and Maryland. First of all, we didn't build this place. And I'll tell you the truth, when the first Moor stepped into the area that we're calling the United States, the Indian killed him. The first Moor, and I can track down his information and his records, and it's because he had a owl feather in his hat. And to all the ancient indigenous Indians that were there, they knew, like the Blackfoot Ayakiniwaki, they knew that the symbol of the owl was the symbol of death, because it's the same organization. Wikipedia is behind it because they use the owl symbol. Everyone knows about the Moloch and situation going on in the Bohemian Grove. And we understand their symbolism in the Quarter Zone, the horrible movie with the Anunnaki coming in the end saying he's the god. The Quarter Zone 333, which is their sign. So really, here's what it is. It's an all-out, the wickedness, just like we thought, this is playing out like a movie. The wickedness is now manifesting itself. It's come to the light, and it's saying what it is. He went on to continue that. He said every man needed to be married to a sibyl if he was to become anything, and those sibyls were known as Nagus. Nagus is definitely the Naga, and even a last name that's carried heavily in Ethiopia. And a sibyl is a female, it's a Greek term for the serpent, so a female serpent. Now, here's the thing, that now we're in the know, so everyone has to do their duty in getting this information. To all you indigos out there, which are most everyone on the site is an indigo, you need to get this information into the hands of people and start letting it get out there, because they're making a push now. Like, this is totally different than the preliminaries. Even when the site started and everything like that, that was our time to, you know, get ourselves together. And, you know, we did, I guess people did what they did. And now it's time to activate. And the pen is mightier than the sword here. Like, the getting the information out. We're MySpace, we're Facebook, we're Twitter, we're everything now. And so this is really where everything, this is for all the wires, all the chips. Everyone is being watched at this point. The draconians are making a push for the dimension. There's only a few of us that are actually in the know, but definitely enough to make it spread like wildfire. One person finds out first and everyone else is finding out. They are definitely pushing everyone to the Anunnaki, which look more like the Predator. They will be here and are scheduled to come to the dimension by 2012, as they say, I believe that is more scheduled around 2012. But they have been here already. It's just they want to operate now in our frequency, because they want to take Earth to the fourth dimension instead of the fifth. And we can't let that happen. That's going to happen. And then this is the last thing that I want to say, so I can go ahead and post this recording now. If they make everyone believe that you're extraterrestrial and from somewhere else, then that'll make you not pay attention to what's going on right here, and that you're from here. We have a stake here on Earth. We have to protect Earth. Earth is our mother, and we can't allow our mother just to be taken into the hands of this being. And it's going to need it develop the consciousness and the people and the animals and everything here to allow it to make its proper ascension process for everyone to make the choice together. And so if all these individuals are now rising up, and it's a lot of them, I look at it today and I was like, man, you know, this is really going to be interesting because I'm going to knock them all down like dominoes because they all keep standing behind each other. And that's what I tell you is always going to be our key, is because all these people are now together and they're vouching for one another and representing one another. And that's going to allow them all to fall down together. And I'll tell you the truth that these Nwabi and Anunnaki, the Nwabi and those siblings that are there know where they need to be at. You know, the Mu'minu know where they need to be at. And this and that's just how this thing is going to play out. So it's very interesting because I liked to understand this from what from the angle that's already been created, which is through the horror movie. Obviously, this thing is getting very grotesque, especially from what they're doing to our children. In the end, someone gets away. That's this group and organization here. We're not only going to get away, we're going to get away with everything that we're supposed to have to get us to unlimited dimensions, not the ones they keep building constructs and usurping and taking over. So let's think on that.